Okay, good morning. Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and as Rabbi pointed out, today is Yud Dalet, right? Purim, so Purim Sameach. It's going to start up at the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, where we had at the bottom. End of yesterday, we said we had this machloket over here about Chaylev and Chalav, right? So we said the machloket here, whether you get Malkot or you don't get Malkot. So Gemara says like this. That the one who said you get Malkut says, why? Because Isu Chalisu, you got Chaylev and Basar, thank you. You got Chaylev and Basar, you got Chaylev and Chalav, like Basar and Chalav. So if you got two Isurim, Mandam and Lokes, Kaba and Isu Chalisu, he says, it doesn't work. And he says, no. The Kula Alma and Isu Chalisu, that's basically been our overriding understanding all the way, right? As a rule, we've said, Ain Isu Chalisu, other than unless there was exceptions, remember? That's basically been the base. Even when we had over here Rabbi Lezer and who was it that we said Rabbi Lezer was his Rebbe? Was it Rav? Was it Rava? Remember Rashi said Mishum. Right? Who was it? Mishum Rabbi. Was it Shmuel? Shkoch. I think it was Shmuel. Even there, we saw that it was him and Isu Chalisu. With a certain extent, as a rule, though, we said that we don't have Isu Chalisu. So the Gemara says, "Look, Kula and Isu Chalisu." And to what the Machlok Rav? Yeah, Achila the Kula, Achila the Kula Alma Pligi, the Kula Alma Lo Pligi the Lo Laki. So he says, and more so, he says, don't anyone agree that it's not Isu Chalisu? Even when it comes to eating the Chaylev and the Chalav, there as well, everybody agrees that there's no Machloket. You don't get Malkot for eating Chaylev and Chalav. The question is, because there's no Isur Chalal Isur, and already there's an Isur of Chaylev in advance, remember? It was that came Ikara, so the Isur of Chaylev existed, and not Isur Chalal Isur, therefore there's no second Isur of Chaylev and Chalav. The question is, Ki Pligi Abishul. Now we saw that already yesterday. The Rashi mentioned that Bishul, Basar v'Chalav is the only case in the Torah whether you're over on Isur or Bishul. Everywhere else you're over Isur, you have to be eaten it. But here you're over Isur or Bishul, would there be a case like that? I'll be honest with you, a little bit difficult for me to understand this. But Gershom and Rashi, but they have a little bit of a different understanding here. He says, what's the question? He says, with regards to Bishul comes in the question. So Rashi says, Sharei ha-chelev, v'kol shar isurin, lo ne'esru levashel. There's no isur to bevashel chelev. The isur ain't eat ela basar v'chalav. Hilcha kabe Bishul, enke isur basar v'chalav. So that seems to be so according to this machloket over here of Bishul, the guy who says Ein Malkot, says that there's no Isur here of Chaylev and Basar, right? And that's Manam Eloke Chad Isuruhu. So he says, the one who says you're getting Malkot, so why do you get Malkot? So I think he's saying over here, Chad Isura, that is basically the same Isur of Chaylev and milk like Basar and milk. But I'm 100% certain of that.
So when he says a kid, it's all his parts.
What?
Not only his flesh, it's
going to
be also...
No, Chaylev is a separate issue. And the one that said you don't get Malkot, why won't you get Malkot? He said, because even though there is Bishul over here, the fact that the Torah calls Bishul, calls Achila Bishul, because how do we learn the issue of Achilat Basar B'Chalav? Through the Pasuk, Lo Tevashel G'di B'Chalav Imo. There's no issue of Lo Tochal Basar B'Chalav. There's Lo Tevashel G'di B'Chalav Imo. So because the Torah calls Isur, calls Achila with the Lashon Bishu, right? We will learn from there's no Malkot. Why? Kevan al Achila lo laki. Because since everyone agrees that on Achila you're not going to get Malkot, we said that a second ago, right? We said Achila the Kulam lo pligi the lo laki. Everyone agrees that with Achila of Chaylev and Chalav you won't get Malkot. So therefore, this side of the Machlokes as well, Abishu nami lo laki. Because when will you get Malkot for Basar B'Chalav? Only if you get Malkot for eating Basar B'Chalav. If you don't get Malkot for eating Basar B'Chalav, then you won't get Malkot for cooking Basar B'Chalav. And when won't you get Malkot for cooking Basar B'Chalav? If it's Chaylev. Because the Chaylev, you won't get Malkot because it's a separate pre-existing issue. And there's no issue of Bishul there other than Basar B'Chalav. And Chaylev's put into that category. So even the eating of it won't give you Malkot because it isn't in that definition of this particular category, which is called Bishul. Okay, that's, I think, is really the end of this over here. So even though it's considered basar, it's not basar for you. There's no issue on the cooking of it. So therefore, there won't be issue on the eating of my malkot eating. You can't, I'm not saying you can do it, but you don't malkot. Right, okay. And the that's the one side of the machloket. The Gemara says ikka de amri. Now we on to amud, yeah. And the Gemara says it could be yeshu meim on another side. Abishu kula almi lo pligi de laki. Like we said earlier on, we said the machloket was only on achilah, on abishu. He says no. On abishu, everyone agrees that there's no mark argument. You do get markot on the bishu. Why? Because it's a special issur here of bishu. Chaylev is meat after all. And therefore, chaylev and bas and chalav is a separate issur, a new issur, and you get markot. Ki pligi achila. Where do they argue? On the achila. Man da amar enoloke. The one who said you don't get markot, why don't you get markot? Had any issur chalav issur. Because as far as eating is concerned, there's already one issur of eating chaylev. So you can't have another issur on the chaylev now of eating chaylev with chalav. Man da amar loke. And the side said you will get markot. He says the other way around. That we just explained a second ago. He says that why would you get malkot? Because that's exactly why the Torah called achila lashon bishul in the language of bishul. Came under abishul laki. Because since you get malkot on the bishul, achila nami laki. You also get malkot on the eating of it. Even though ain ishul chal isur, it's a chiddush of the Torah called achila bishul. How you will get malkot on bishul, you'll get malkot as well on the achila. Okay, so that's basically. The second way, but Ema, and a third potential answer here is no. So sorry, that's Ikad Amri on that. So the first answer we gave over here was Achila and Ambishul. What's now Ibait Ema? And if you want to say, you can go one step further and say like this: Mar Amar Chada, Umar Amar Chada, Velo Pligi. They're talking about different things altogether. Zamach Loketia. But the one said you get Malkot, the ones you don't get Malkot, they aren't arguing. Look at Rashi, the very beginning of the Rashi on the Amud. Umar Machada, man dama loke. The one who said you'll get Malkot, he's talking about Bishu. And why would you get Malkot? The Chari Yisurahu. Because the same Yisur. One Yisur of Chaylev with Chalev, or Basar with Chalev cases. Umar dama ain loke. And the one who said you don't get Malkot, Kaya Achila. He's talking about Achila Bichral. They are talking different things, aren't arguing. Why? What's the asur? The person warning you aren't allowed to eat basar v'chalav. Ah, chaylev v'chalav, not part of the warning. So therefore, you wouldn't get malkot. Loat isur basar v'chalav v'chal isur chaylev. There's no isur chal isur over here. Okay, so that's a whole separate way of understanding this. The one option is they argue about achila, arguing about bishul, and the one thing they aren't even arguing. They're talking about two different things altogether. Okay. Gemara carries on. Meiti bay. So now we've got a brighter. I'm a kashim from a brighter. So Tosefta in Perk. I'm a vashel b'mei chalav patur. If you cook now not in milk, but in mei chalav, right? Mei chalav, what's mei chalav? Interesting. How do they translate the mei chalav? Rashi calls it mishga. But it's like, basically it's the derivative, right? It's like a protein derivative, right? So it's not real milk, but it's derived from the milk. Okay? B'mei chalav patur. Why? Because like this. And the Bride says as well, dam shebishlu b'chalav also patur. And blood as well, we saw. Now, remember, we saw that already. We saw that already the other day. We saw that Rabbi learned those six things. Remember one of the six things? One of the ones we said it was a miut of dam. That is no issue of blood and chalav. So the Bride carries on. Hamevashel dam shebishlu b'chalav patur. Ha'atzamot, v'agidim, bones, and sinew, v'karnayim, and horns, v'tlafayim, and the claws, what do you call them, right? The hooves. Shebishlan b'chalav osa patur. Right? Now, patur of it doesn't mean mutar, right? Patur just means patur from malkot, but still asur. Whenever the Torah says patur, it means patur of asur, right? And then ha'pigul, v'hanotar, v'hatame. And again, pigul v'notar, those are isurim, which we know from korbanot. V'hatamet, which is impure. Shebishlan bechalav chayav. Right? Now what really interests us is the pigul vahanotar. Because the fact that dam bishlu bechalev patru, that's what we're getting, bekanamet lafayim, etc. Those are all patru, patru, patru. But we want to get here to where you chayav. The Gemara brings, the last example was, ha pigul vahanotar vahatame shebishlan chayav. Look at Rashi. Ha pigul vahanotar. Alma, afagav da asira vekaimi. Even though they're pre-existing Isurim, right? Nonetheless, Ati Isur Basar V'chala V'chala Lahu. This is a classic case of Isur Chalal Isur. You just said a second ago, there's a pre-existing Isur to eat Chaylev or Notar, Pigul or Notar. And we see that if you cook Pigul V'Notar with Chalav, You're going to be chayev. But it's why we say, why do we say, ain't isur chalal isur? Right? So it says, you have at isur basar b'chala, b'chala layu. V'huadinami im bishel chaylev b'chalav. See that? That's a kasha we just learned a second ago, in chaylev b'chalav. Alma miribuye de gedi nafkelan de chayin al kol isurin. According to this brighter, what do we see? That this issue of chaylev does come and chal on all other isurim. So we see here that issue chalal isur with regards to chaylev. We said a second ago that everybody agrees that Lord, the kula alma ain't issue chalal isur. And then we started explaining all other reasons of why you got mark with the gemark in the previous machloket. Here from this brighter we see that not tarve pigul. Look, you look at Rabbi Gershom. He actually says here, interestingly, if you look at Rabbi Gershom, about 10 lines down, he says, and then he skips into Hapigul Vahanota. And he says, V'ha'achach chazin, and we see from here, the isur basar b'chalav chal al pigul Vahanota. Straightforward. So Gemara says like this. Hai Tana, he says, this now, it's a machloket Tanaim, and Hai Tana Sava, isur chalal isur. And you're out. It's a machloket Tanaim, big deal. We still think not. This Tana says, yes. Look at Rashi, hi Tanami Sar Bakol Isurin the Isukal Isur, the Inu Savrela command Amar Ain Isukal Isur, but at Tanaim, hold not. The Tnai Tuva Ifligu Barash, it's a big machloket they were arguing over. It's a big machloket. Khalisur, we hold like not, the other Tanaim hold like yes. And all you managed to do is just prove to me that there is some other Tanu who says yes, big deal. Okay, great, fantastic. That seems to be the answer to Gemara. Gemara brings that case. Mavashal b'mei chalav patur. Now we look at that bride. What did the bride actually say? The bride said, "Hamavashal b'mei chalav." If you cook in this derivative of milk, you patur. He said, "Ah, that's mesale resh lakish." So you help resh lakish in the machlokik. Look at the Mishnah. And this Mishnah comes from Machshirin, which says, "Mei chalav harein ke chalav." It says that derivative of milk is like milk. V'hamochal hareihu keshemen. Now, what's this interesting for? Remember, we had what's it? The Yad Shachat Dam, is that right? Mm-hmm. Right? We say, what was it? Yayin, Dam, Shemen, Chalav, Tal. We still haven't got to answer why the Tal in the rain is right? Tal. And there was a second Dalet, Dvash, and Mayim. Right. So all those, Yad, Shachat, seven. Right? Those seven liquids are the seven liquids which cause something to become Mukhshar Lutuma. Right, that's hechshutumah prepared for kavtumah. Has to be been wetted by one of those seven liquids. So yeah, this Mishnah there in Machshirin is talking about that. That's Machshirin l'tumah. Okay, what's Machshir something for tumah? So there the Mishnah says, Mei chalav rein kechalav, v'hamochal harayu k'shem. Look at Rashi. Mei chalav haray hein kechalav lahachshir et hazraim. You see that? To prepare if it falls on the seeds, right? That'll make the seeds dry. V'chalav nikra mashke, and chalav is called a drink. That's the pasuk where it's called v'hamochal mashke hazav min azeitim, what comes out of olives. Rashi says areu keshemen v'shemen ikri mashke also dichtiv mishne shmanim. So we see there that the juice that drips out of olives is called shemen, and the derivative of milk is called milk. And on that, Amresh Lakish lo shanu ele lahachshir et hazraim. Rashi says that's a miut only in the din of hechshir zraim. When it comes to cooking together, basar v'chalav, mei chalav, einan kechalav. And that's why we said there that this bright which we brought, where we said, ha-mevashel b'mei chalav patur, is a siyua teresh lakish. Can we see that it's a din, mei chalav is chalav as far as mashke is concerned with regards to hechshir zraim, but not with regards to basar v'chalav. Okay, tera b'nan. The bright brings a pasuk now, b'chalev imo. It's b'chalev imo, right? Not b'chalev imo, right? B'chalev imo, right? B'chalev imo. So now it says like this. We can actually carry on, I think, with this psukim thing quite a bit over into the rest of the amud. So we say like this. So we're doing for time. Okay. Tarana b'chalev imo. Only ele b'chalev imo. So now it's also unbelievable, eh? Just stop for 1 second and just turn over the amud and look at Rashi. You see, there's the Rashi at the bottom of this Amud here. There's a Rashi here that says, "Ihachi achoto gdola nami titi mi binyak." You see that? And this Rashi carries on. You see, it carries on there. Chad is from the crack here. Rabbi achoto gdola yisura. Look at the Rashi over the Amud. It carries on yisura. Rabbi blah blah blah, and it goes on for another about 20 lines.
We're
Kuf Yudalet Amud Rashi.
Oh,
I'm just saying, look, all that Rashi followed all the way down. Right? And then Rashi explains, we're going to see the second now. The Gemara is going to talk about an achot gdola and achot ktana, etc. The question is, what is an achot gdola with regards to a gedi? So up until now, Rashi explains achot gdola with regards to gedi is like a cow or a sheep, like a bigger animal. Then suddenly, he says over the amud, Rashi says over here, look at the third line of Rashi. I'm jumping around because it'll make sense in a second. Look at that Rashi there, the third lines of Rashi at the top. V'ro'e ani et divrei Rabbi Yosef tov ilem, or alem, alam, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Zal, Rashi says, I see et divrei Rabbi Yosef tov alam zal. Shra'iti tshuvat ktav yado. I saw tshuva of his, a handwritten tshuva of his. Da achoto gedola, v'achoto ktana, which we'll see in Agamor in a second. Amino mamash ka'amar, it's on the same min. There was not a gedi, like he explained up at the Rashi, you'll see in a second, saying achoto gdola is a para, is a cow, but it's actually the same min. It's a big gedi, or an older gedi, an older goat kamar. Shei min gedi kamoto, ugdolahu zohi, skeina shekfar nit asra, uktana zohi gdiya shelo nit asra, adai. What's he talking about, Rashi? We'll see in a second. Every year, you know that the farmer has to take all his newborn lambs and calves, put them in a row, in a pen, and take walk them through a door and go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maser. 10 maser, 10 maser. It only happens to ones that are born in that particular year. Now we're going to see there's some dinim here, which are new to us, at least new to me, about nafka minas between animals that were nit aser in the same year. In other words, obviously we're talking about the ones that remained, right? Not the 10th one. The 10th one isn't relevant. It goes to become maser. But then every 9, all 9 out of 10 stay in your possession. And there seems to be a din about how you can deal with the one from one year to the other with regard to shchitu. We'll see in a second, we'll discuss it. The question, what are we talking about when we say achotok dola, achotok tzira? We're talking about a cow as opposed to a goat. We're talking about an older one from a previous year. Now, another amazing thing we'll see, Rashi will mention in the second year as well, that a goat, I don't know if I'm going to read the Rashi, that's what I'm telling you, in fact, we might not have time, we'll have to rush through it. But Rashi says over here, just also background, that a goat can give birth like virtually from 3 months old or 4 months old or something. And it can have like 3 births a year. So in theory, you've got a situation where a mother could be born in the 1 year and it could have 2 or 3 offspring and all 3 of them, all 4 of them are born in the same year. And they'll all be part of that same maser action in the first year, in the same year. Okay, so that seems to be something quite unique over here. Maybe we'll see it. I'm trying to find it over here. Yeah, Bahar Ba'enodin. Right, it's kind of interesting. He says, "Kach." So, huh? Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm going to just say all of this outside, because I don't think we're going to actually have a chance to read it inside. Now the question here also is, when we're talking about son, are we speaking about? Now there's a difference between, just go with it just quickly, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. We'll go very, very quickly. Look at the second Rashi of the wide lines. Chalav achotok dola minayin. Right, Anisha Mati Dahainu Para. See that Rashi there? On the third wide lines of Aleph. Anisha Mati Dahainu Para. So he says, achotok dola is a para, is a cow. You saw already on the previous, next Amud, he says there that from Rabbi, that Ga Ilem, it's the same animal. Rachihi min behema kemotava min gadolhu, it's a bigger one. Umiha kra gufe darish, vetana chrinuhu, velishnuhu deshani, vo de lo nafik le pare brachel me to the chakra, doven say pas in a pare lechuda. In fact, it says, lot vashel gadi, but maybe more, 3 times, each one is just a different type of animal. Chadadin esra im mo baharba, but chadad einich neset im mo le deer li taser. See, there's a separate issue that it can't get into the same deer. You can't do maser with the mother of Rachel. You can do all flock together. They're called tzon b'mashma. It's all the same, whether it's goats or sheep. But you can't do cows and sheep in the same sense. Can you do them together? Can't you? Then he says, "Uma imo." Yeah, look at this. Yeah, the Rashi here it is. 1, 2. The Rashi, the Dibra Matchil Uma Imo. If you look just below the Dibra Matchil Uma Imo, it says there, the Gedia Yoledet Betoch Shnatar, gives birth in its first year. V'nichneset im benah ledir, it can go with its own child into the deer to do this maaseh process. K'she'adayin, not he, the imma nichsai taseh, right? K'adayin lo he, nichsai, she hasn't yet been in. So now she's going to go with the k'detani v'b'chorot, k'deir she'yalda shalosh banot. You see, he can have three children. V'cho benoteya yaldu shalosh shalosh, every 3 months. Kula nichnasot ledir taseh, they all go together into the deer to do this maaseh process. So we see this is unique to Kedim. Okay, now we've got this bit of background. Let's go back. Okay. So now, where are we up to?
You're up to
Tan Rabbanan. B'chalav imo. Ain't yele b'chalav imo. I don't know about b'chalav imo. Right, with regards to his own, mother. Right, v'chalav para v'rachel mina. Where do I know that he can't either with a para or a rachel? In other words, goats and cow, sheep and cows. Mina, and amata kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Uma imo. If we know from his mother, shelo nis neesra imo baharva. He's not. There's no isur of cross fertilizing. Now we say imo. We don't actually mean with his mother particularly. Right? We mean with the top of his mother. So a goat and a goat and a female goat are allowed to mate. Ne'esra imo bebishlo, but nonetheless you can't cook him together. Para v'rachel, surely with a goat and with a sheep and a cow, right? Ne'esruba, where you can't fertilize between them. Ain't odin ne'esruba bebishlo. It's a chavachomer. If you can't, if with them top like his mother, he can fertilize. Can ever and you go and cook with him? Then know that you can't. Surely you can't cook with him either. Okay, that's the kavach of the Gemara. Tamud lomar b'chayibos. The Gemara says, "Can pasuk tamud tamud lomar?" Huh?
You said the exact opposite also.
Agree. B'chayibimo. The Gemara says, "Wait a second. If we got this beautiful kavach homer, so how lama dikra? Why have we got a pasuk? Ha atyelei bring from the kavach homer." The Gemara says, "No. There could be a pirche to the kavach homer. That's why we needed the pasuk." Amar Rav Ashi b'shum deikirman v'ikara the din a pirche. From the outset, there's already a pirche. Now it's interesting. Yeah, pretty. We haven't got time today. Too long. I'm not going to finish it. But there's a difference here between the Gemara says lemeimar de meikara the din pircha, from the beginning of the kavul chomer is a pircha. We'll see that on the Gemara to talk about from the end of the kavul chomer is a pircha. So it's probably next year, next time around, we do the cycle ever again. We'll go through it. Okay. The Gemara says why meicha kamei titla? Where are we learning this issue from in the beginning? I don't know. Meimo, right? From imo umale imo. Right? So what's Isra of Imo? Shechein Nesra Imo B'Shechita. You can't compare it to his mother. Because the mother's got a separate Isra. You can't shech the Imo V'Beno B'Toyom, right? Tomar V'Parash, Lo Nesra Imo B'Shechita. Right? So you're going to say now with regards to a para, there's no problem of bringing a para in him on the same day to do Shechita. Therefore, Talmud Lomar b'chalav imo. Therefore, because we could be mafrik this kavachomer, we need the pasuk nonetheless. What brings another brighter? Tani, another brighter. B'chalav imo, b'chalav imo. Ain le b'chalav imo. Ain le b'chalav imo. B'chalav achoto gdola minayin. We don't know about his big sister. Now here we saw Rashi said, right, achoto gdola. We saw that he said over there that achoto gdola is a para. This is a para. We'll see that only they changed it to gedi. About the kavachom, kavomai imo shnichsai imo ledir litaser. Here we've got a case of imo, his mother and him could go into the same deer litaser. Nonetheless, the shaymo bishu achoto. Here's the other way around, Robert. Here basically comes almost the other way around, right? Same idea. He says achoto shelo nichsai imo ledir litaser, but a cow and a goat can't go into the same deer. So for the mother who can, he's not going to be killed. They who can't, Elodin Shine Shaimo Bishu, Tamud Lamar, what have you more? Same question. Avaha Lamadikra Atilei, we've got a Kavachomer, why did the Pasuk fall? Some Ravashi, Mishum Dikin, the Maimar, Mikara, the Nepirich. From the beginning again, it's Mafrik, the Kavachomer. How? Mecha Kabaitila, where do we learn the issue of Mimo? Ah, Mali Imo. So what's the issue of Imo Shekane, Shaimo Bishkita? Idea, we can't shecht him on the same day. Tomar Bakhlo Shine Shaimo Bishkita. You can't shecht the Shkita, Tamud Lamar, Bakhalabimo. Okay. So now the Gemara says beautiful. So now we found why achoto gdola. And tomorrow we're going to say achoto gdola to mean a cow. But bear in mind that it could also mean an older goat. Okay? Asking achoto gdola, achoto ktana minayim, we're talking about his little sister. Right, and look at Rashi there. Rashi says that now, being consistent with Rashi, saying the big sister is a cow. So what's the little sister? A lamb. Right, Achuto Ktana Rachel. So he says, where Atye mi binya? Bring it from between the two, binahem, right? From Ibinya, I said, from his mother and from his Achuto Ktana. Do some sort of like comparison with this before. Take the attributes of both and you'll get the Rachel. How? Mahi memehi titi, right? Where do we bring this issue from? Titi mimo. Let's see from his mother, right? What's the issue of imo? Shechein neshu v'shchita. Asu v'shchita. You can't shuv the same day. Achotok lo tochiach. So therefore, achotok gdola tochiach. Ma achotok gdola. Shlo nitzah imo ledir. So basically, say like this. Bring from the mother and from the big sister. The mother has an issue that you can't shecht on the same day and you can't do bishul with it. The sister says that it can't go into the deer with it to do maser because it's a different type of animal. And if so, they seem to be each one different. Imo tochiach v'chazara din lori zekri zev lori zekri zev. We see this baby into a spiral. Each one's different, different, different. So let's see. Okay, if they're so different, what's common? Atzad hashavesh ben shu basar v'isur v'levashel b'chalav. Af ani avi achotok tala shu basar v'asur levashel b'chalav. Conclude that what's a common denominator? They both meat and meat and milk can go together, and therefore this meat and milk also can go together. Is it the greatest proof of the Gemara we've ever seen in our lives? Not common. Okay. The Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, achotok lunami titi mibinya. So we could achotok. Why do we need to learn the din of achotok gdola? We could learn it as well from achotok tana and imo. And achinam, the Gemara says, you're right. Ele bechalav imo lamali. So the Gemara says, you're right. We could have learned it that way as well. So we never had to. See, Rashi says there, iachi achotok gdola nami titi mibinya mi imo umiachotok tana. Din, right? Basically, Gemara says you're right. Then Rashi gets a bit confused over here, and he says v'kashli heichenei ma'achotok tana tochiach. Rashi got a big question over here at the bottom. It's pretty. Today is a mashach chabal. We're missing out on some amazing Rashi, but nothing we can do about it. Rashi got some big questions on this whole part of the Gemara here. He says nonetheless, ele b'chalavi mo lameli. What's the chalavi mo? The pasuk for me. By lelichti tanya. I need it for the bride. B'chalavi mo. What's chalavi mo? Teach me. Ein ele b'chalavi mo. He atzma. B'chalva minayim. We saw this yesterday already, the Gemara yesterday. So I know b'chalav imo. But what do I know about he atzma b'chalva? Right? So what does it mean, he atzma b'chalva? Skip over all these Rashis now. Right? All these Rashis basically refer to up until we've just skipped over, okay? So we saved like half an hour on today's daf already. He atzma b'chalva. Look at Rashi there. She yatza mimena b'od achaya. It's own milk. While it was alive, we took out milk, and then we shechted it. Minayim nuchul apidar shazun yu'im advarim delachotu mamash matshich talmuda. See, Rashi says, even here, we still need that limur of achotom mamash, or mikra, or mibinya, to either have a makor for it, or to learn from one another. The hafilu lehi atzma matshachin and tamuna, amalon afkan and mikra. Since we need a limud, isn't a pasuk that teaches us this? To the guf eko mingadi ele imo dafka, aval hi atzma lo, because it would appear that from its own milk, there's no issur. V'hu adin achotok dola abaktana, the same idea with the cow, or with the Rachel, there's no actual pasuk for it. See what Rashi's telling us? It's all a limud. Because the pasuk says, gedi b'chalav imo. So we know about a gedi only. We don't know about a cow. We don't know about a sheep. And we only know about milk of another, of the mother, not its own milk. So it's all tamuda, right? It's all basically limud. So Gemara says, yatzma b'chalav b'nai. I'm back in the world. Amarta kavachomer. My b'makom shor nesar pri im pri b'shchita. Now it's getting a little bit technical. I don't know how much time we got, yeah? Okay, we've got 20 minutes, basically. Right.
10 minutes.
No, quarter two is davening. Oh, 10, 15 minutes. Okay, we're going to go 2 minutes late. I don't know how we're going to do this. Okay, let's do it. Where we got a place where we haven't got an issue of pre-impre. What does pre-impre mean? Brothers. Okay, take my word for it. And that's a bit rushy. I can't tell my word. Shoshochtin shnei b'nei para achat b'yom echad. Okay? There's an issue to shift the mother and her child. There's no issue to shecht two brothers, two children on the same day. So in a place where there's no issue to shecht two brothers, nesar pri ima ein b'shchita, but a mother and child is asur, makom shnesar pri im pri bishul, in a place where it's asur to do pri im pri. What's pri im pri? Right, what's the pri im pri here with the cooking? Gedi ima chalav. The gedi is the goat itself, and the chalav is the pri. Right? The pri, the gedi is also a pri, because the gedi is the pri, and the milk is the pri. They all come out of the mother. So you got issue of pre-im-pre-bishul. So therefore you can't tell me now that the pre with the mother, its own milk in itself, you can't do bishul. Obviously you can. There's an issue to shecht, there's no issue to shecht a pre and a pre. There's an issue to shecht a pre and a mother. So there is an issue to cook a pre and a pre. Obviously, there's an issue to cook a pre and a mother as well. And the pre and the mother here is the goat and its milk. Okay? That's it. Talmud Omar b'chalavimu. Therefore, the pasuk says chalavimu. The Gemara asks the obvious question again. Nusaha lama likra ha'atila. What are the pasuk for? Pasuk kavacho, why the pasuk? Moshe Amrav ach davoi bar I ami mishum de'ikin ha'meymar. Because we could mafrik this kavachomer. How can we mafrik this kavachomer? Sus ben susia achi parda. Yochiach she asur pri im pri umutar pri imaim. Okay, follow me now. He says, why? Because we just proved a second ago that pri and pri is not asur with to be shechted, but pri and pri is asur to be bishul. So for pri and aim also. So we just said with the pri and aim. So therefore, pri and pri would also be asur, right? And that was the pri and the pri was the milk and the meat, etc. Right? Like, yeah, we said before. And the Jadesa pre ima aim. So the pre and pre, if we could prove that asu pre and pre with cooking, therefore asu pre with aim as well. So now we said maybe we could prove this because a sus ben susia achi parda. What's a sus ben susia? Got a male horse which mated once with a female, a female horse that mated once with a donkey and once with a horse and had two children. The one child's father is a donkey and the one child's father is a horse. We've got the same mother. Right now, when it comes to mating between animals, so a donkey and a horse are different animals, and they go after the father. So the child whose father was a donkey can have relations with a donkey. The child whose father was a horse can be mated with a horse. But the child whose father was a horse can't mate with a donkey. Okay, so here you got pre and aim. The mother's a horse and the son is a mule. And the brothers are, one's a horse, one's a donkey. You with me? You got it?
Sounds like Purim, Joe.
No, serious. No, come, we haven't got time now. Right, look here, it says, sus ben susia achi pirda. Sus ben susia, it's a horse of a horse, and the brother is a parrot. Yochiach shasur pri and pri. Here you can't mate the children either, because they're different, they go after the fathers. Right? Umutar pri ma'im. But the one whose father was a horse can have relations with a mother with the type of mother who was a horse because it's a horse because it goes off to the father. Okay, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says that's not good. So that's why we would think that would, you got it, Michael?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says no, that's not a good proof. Why? Because Hatal is a special issue over there because there are avhuda kagarin because it's the father's seed that causes it to be the case. It's off to the father. The haperid ben susia because if on the other hand. You had a parrot ben susia, a mule from a male horse and a donkey. Achi pirda, right? If they were basically the mothers, there were two sisters, a brother and sister, and their fathers were also donkeys and the mother was a horse. Yochiach she mutar pri in pri. There would be mutar. So it's not always the case of the horse that the brothers are asur. It depends on the fathers. Here, if both fathers were mules, were donkeys, the mules would be able to mate. Just like, but yeah, because the one's a horse of a father, the father was a horse, and the one was a donkey was the father, they can't mate because they go after the fathers. But if their fathers were the same, they're able to mate. So pre and pre could mate. So therefore, it's not a din in pre and pre, it's a din in the father. So it's a separate case altogether. Asu pre and aim. And there it's the exact opposite way around. There the pre can't be with a mother because the pre is considered a donkey. Because the father was a donkey, the mother's a horse. So the donkey and the horse couldn't work. But in the previous case, it could be with the horse, it could be with the donkey, because the father was a horse. Okay? Mm-hmm. Right. Let's go. Ella, but still, you know, the Gemara is knocked out. Why? This is the problem. We still need the cover. We still need the pasuk. Why? For a different reason. Another reason. Because Ebe ben Shivcha. This is why you've got why we need the pasuk. Because the kavachor wouldn't work. Why? Because Ebe ben Shivcha, achi meshuchreret. Look at this. You've got an Eved ben Shifcha. Okay, so the Eved whose mother was a Shifcha. And he's the brother of a Meshuchreret. So his sister was a Meshuchreret. He's the son of an Eved, of a Shifcha. He's still an Eved. His sister is a Meshuchreret. Now, what do we know about an Eved Kanani when she Mishtachreret? She becomes Jewish. Okay? Look at it. Now, bear that in mind. Okay, I'm trying to do this without reading the Rashi. It's not easy for me, as you can imagine. Right. Look at Rashi quickly. Well, yeah. Even ben Shifcha, mutar b'min imo, and even ben Shifcha is allowed to be with another type like his mother, who's a Shifcha. Va'asur b'bat chorin, and she can't be with a bat chorin, right? An eved can marry an eved, can't marry a bat chorin. Okay. So we'll prove this. He said, this is why we have to have the pasuk. Even Shivrachim Shoyed Yochiach. She asur pri and pri. He's asur with his sister. Not only his sister, Dafka's sister, but with an achoto. Right? A meshukreret. Because she's a meshukreret. Umutar pri imaim. But he's mutar to be with a mother. He's like another air shivcha. So here we've got a case of asur pri and pri, mutar pri imaim. So that's why we need the kavachom. That's where the pasuk with the kavachom and the worked. Our kavachom with the kdi and the basar of his kdi with the pri and the aim. It's mutar pri and aim, asur pri pri. So you with me? Right. The word says also, that's not a good reason. Why? Hatam get shichru hid kagarim. That's because it was a get shichru. Taha eved ben meshukhreret. Right? Achi shivcha. Because we can prove the other way around. That an eved ben meshukhreret. So an eved whose mother was meshukhreret. Right? Achi shivcha. And she's still a shivcha. Yochiach shemutar pri and pri. Because they both now are vadim, they can marry each other. V'asur prim aim, and he can't marry the top of his mother because she's a meshukhreret. So we see again that it's a circumstantial it's not a status, it's circumstantial. It's not a definition, it's circumstantial. So again, el amrav idi bar avin, you're right. So that's not a reason why we doche that proof, but we still need the kavach, the pasuk. Why? Elam mishum de'ikre maimar kelei zra'im yochichu. We'll see a dinya from Claire Carey. When you're mixing two types of seeds, she'asur pri in pri, right? If you take a pri, one pri with the other pri, right? Look at Rashi, the second before it gets white at the bottom. Klei zra'im chitin im adashim she'asur yizra'im, take wheat and lentils, right? It's asur to put it together. Umutar pri ma'aim, but you can put lezra kol echad in imo im akarka, but you can put the two types together in the ground. So you got kli and pri and pri is asur, pri and aim is mutar. Now the aim over here, Rashi actually says over here, im imo, what's imo? Im hakarka. The karka is called the ima. And the pri is called the aim because it comes out of the land, right? So in our case, you with me? The pri is the karka. So you can put any pri you want into karka. You just can't put two tops together. That's the issue, right? Come on, says no. Kulam nesa pri and pri elade ha'aim. It's the mother that causes the problem, not the children, because you could put anything into a jug together. It's only the ground itself, not a good point either. El amar of Ashi Mishum Dikir Meimar Mal Pri Im Pri. Now we've got Basar V'Chal. We go back to Basar V'Chal. He said, no, why do we need the pasuk? Because Mal Pri Im Pri. What's the Pri Im Pri? The meat and the milk. Shekain Shnei Gufim. They're two different types of Gufim. Tomar Pri Im Aim Chalav Shela of its own milk. Shekain Gufim. It's one Guf. Mishum hachi ifshu kavakra. Let's read the pasuk, because we wouldn't have understood over here that when it's the pre, it's own milk. When that's good. Okay, Rav Ashi, minayin the basar v'chalav she'asur b'achida. Quickly, run through it quickly. Okay, that was the last but the difficult stuff. Now let's read it. Minayin the basar v'chalav she'asur b'achida. She'emar lo tochal kol tova kol she'ta'avti lacharehu bebal tochal. Simple, because it's a toiva, it's an abomination, therefore issue of the Andy and the Bachina. But now we're also Hana, says Rabbi Abaud, Amrabi Bao, Amrabi Lazar, Koma, Kom Shema, Lo Yochal, Lo Tochal, Lo Tochlu, in any of those types of words where it says don't eat, you can't eat, whatever, Echad Ishur Achila, Vechad Ishur Hana, Bebashma. It means obviously there's also issue of Hana, including the issue of Achila. Ad Sheyifotacha, Katuv, Kaderech, Shepretacha, Benevela, until the Pasuk specifically excludes Ishur Hana, like in Nevela, where it says to you, La Ger Benetina, Ulovet Kachum Mechira. Give it to the ger and send it to the goy. The Tanya, lo tochlu kol nevela la ger asher b'shechet nevachla o machil lenochi. Right, the bride tells straight out. There's a pasuk that says, "Don't eat it." The nevela, give it to the ger, or give it to the or send it to the nochri. Now the Gemara now wants to know. We've got a case here of lo tochlu nevela la ger asher b'shechet titnena va'achala o machonoch. So it says to the ger, give it, and to the goy, sell it. Now, is it sell it or give it to either one, or is it specific? That's the Gemara's question over here now. The pasuk came to say that the ger I give it to and the goy I sell it to. Leger v'chim. Now, where are you sell to the ger? Talmud Duma. Leger titnena or machor. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Lebet kochim v'netinim. Now, how do you give it to the ger? Talmud Duma. Titnena or machor. Lenochri. Because it seems to be plain. The Gemara understands here that they both mean the same. That seems to be Rabbi Meir. He said you could give Netina or Mechira however you choose. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, the pasuk's pretty straightforward. Give it to the Ger, and send it to the Goy. So my time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's svara? Isak datachit am Rabbi Meir. If you want to understand what Rabbi Meir said, therefore, lichter rachmane lo tochlu kol nevel lager Hashem b'shrecha titnena v'achla u'machor. Right? Why don't we marry? If could we marry, should have said specifically, give it or sell it. Oh, lamedi, why don't say oh? Shvamina le dvarim kichta vanu da'ata. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's pashut. The oh there tells us that is for him and that is for him. And Rabbi Meir, how Rabbi Meir deal with that? Amar lecha, hi, oh, what's it all for Rabbi Meir's concern? Lahakti natinu the ger lemechira v'kocha v'met, the order, the preference. First, give to the ger if you can. If there isn't a ger, then you can sell. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he deal with that? Where does he live? Lahakti natinu the ger lemechira doi kocha v'im, lo tzarich kra. During the pasuk, he says, that's a svara, it's pashut. You obviously want to give to the ger before you sell to the goy. Zeata mitzuve lachyoto, the ger, you got a mitzvah to look after him. V'zei atam mitzuve lachyoto, you got no mitzvah to look after him.